Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 3. God building himself in Christ into our being. Tuesday. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 9 to 15. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation, and another builds upon it. But let each man take heed how he builds upon it. For another foundation, no one is able to lay besides that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if anyone builds upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble, the work of each will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire itself will prove each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built upon the foundation remains, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is consumed, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Matthew 13, verses 19 to 23. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, the evil one comes and snatches away that which has been sown in his heart. This is the one sown beside the way. And the one sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he does not have root in himself, but lasts only for a time. And when affliction or persecution occurs because of the word, immediately he is stumbled. And the one sown in the thorns, this is he who hears the word, and the anxiety of the age and the deceitfulness of riches utterly choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the one sown on the good earth, this is he who hears the word and understands, who by all means bears fruit and produces, one 100-fold and one 60-fold, and one 30-fold. Related reading. We all must exercise our spirit, look to the Lord, and pray, O Lord, have mercy on me, that I would not build your church with my natural makeup, with my natural being, or with anything of jealousy, strife, or envy. Lord, I want to build your church with the gold of the Father's nature, with the silver of the cross which redeems, terminates, and replaces me, and with the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. I want to build the church in the mingled spirit where I experience the Father's nature and the Son's redemption, and eventually have the Spirit's transformation. Lord, I desire to build the church in this way. In 1 Corinthians 3, Paul was actually telling the Corinthian believers, you are plants on God's farm. Now you need to grow Christ. The more you grow, the more you will become gold, silver, and precious stones for God's building. Do not exalt anything, anyone, or any doctrine or practice. Simply build upon the all-inclusive Christ as the unique foundation already laid. But take heed not to build upon this Christ with anything Greek. Rather, build with the Father's nature and the Son's redemption, which will result in the Spirit's transformation. Then the church will be golden and full of silver and precious stones. In order to build a home in us, Christ must have the material. On the one hand, this material is Christ himself as the element. On the other hand, this material includes something from us with our humanity. In John 14, verse 23, the Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him." The words "make an abode" in this verse equal "make his home" in Ephesians 3, verse 17. The triune God has come into us to do a building work with himself as the element, and also with something from us as the material. The word concerning building in these verses implies that God's building himself in Christ into us has very much to do with what we are. This is illustrated by the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. The seed is sown into the soil to grow with the nutrients in the soil. The seed, therefore, does not grow with just itself. It grows with itself and the nutrients in the soil. As a result, the produce is a composition of elements from both the seed and the soil. Here, we see an important spiritual principle. In order to grow, the seed must be sown into good soil. If the seed were sown into sand or among stones, it would not grow because neither sand nor stone can supply the necessary nutrients. In Matthew 13, the seed is divinity, and the soil with its nutrients is humanity. We have within us certain nutrients created by God as a preparation for his coming into us to grow in us. God has created the human spirit with the human nutrients. For this reason, human beings can believe in the Lord and receive him. The seed that has been sown into us is Christ, as the embodiment of the triune God. The more nutrients we supply, the faster the seed will grow, and the more it will flourish. According to the Bible, growth equals building. The Lord Jesus declared, "I will build my church." This building takes place by the growth of the divine seed within us. The triune God, the source of life, has sown himself in Christ as a seed into our being. Once this seed comes into us, it meets something within us, our spiritual nutrients, and it begins to grow. The degree of growth depends not on the divine seed, but on how many nutrients we afford this seed. Only the good soil affords the adequate nutrients for the growth of the divine seed.